Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Today in Business from Wired. Janet Yellen will consider limiting the use of cryptocurrency. During her confirmation hearing, the Treasury nominee said that blockchain-based financial networks are a particular concern. By Timothy B. Lee. Cryptocurrencies could come under renewed regulatory scrutiny over the next 4 years if Janet Yellen, Joe Biden's pick to lead the Treasury Department, gets her way. During Yellen's confirmation hearing on Tuesday before the Senate Finance Committee, Senator Maggie Hassan, Democrat, New Hampshire, asked Yellen about the use of cryptocurrency by terrorists and other criminals. "Cryptocurrencies are a particular concern," Yellen responded. "I think many are used, at least in a transaction sense, mainly for illicit financing." She said she wanted to examine ways in which we can curtail their use and make sure that money laundering doesn't occur through those channels. Blockchain-based financial networks are attractive to criminals because they do not require users to identify themselves, as the law requires most conventional financial networks to do. Because no individual or organization controls these networks, there's no easy way for governments to force them to comply with money laundering laws. So, instead of trying to force the networks themselves to comply, regulators in the U.S. and many other jurisdictions have focused on regulating Bitcoin exchanges that help users trade between dollars and cryptocurrencies. Once a Bitcoin exchange identifies who initially received a particular Bitcoin payment, law enforcement can often trace subsequent payments through a blockchain network's open payment ledger. In December, Trump's outgoing team at the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, a unit of the Treasury Department focused on money laundering, proposed a new set of rules to tighten the screws on cryptocurrency-based money laundering. Under the new rules, cryptocurrency-based exchanges would need to file transaction reports with FinCEN anytime a customer made a cryptocurrency transaction worth more than $10,000. This would mirror existing rules requiring conventional banks to report when customers make cash withdrawals or deposits worth more than $10,000. Even more controversial in the cryptocurrency world, FinCEN wants to impose new record-keeping requirements for transactions involving users who manage their own private keys, dubbed unhosted wallets by FinCEN. Under FinCEN's proposal, if a cryptocurrency exchange's customer sends more than $3,000 to an unhosted wallet, the exchange would be required to keep a record of the transaction, including the identity of the customer who initiated the payment. These new rules didn't take effect before Trump left office, so the incoming Biden team will need to decide what to do with them. The Biden administration could sign off on the existing rules, rewrite them, or scrap them altogether. Yellen's comments on Tuesday suggest that she is unlikely to scrap the rules. If anything, the Treasury Department is likely to consider additional regulations of the blockchain economy over the next 4 years.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.